it's going to be a pretty busy rest this week, and I have some serious important matters going on that have taken a while to get here, and they're finally here, and I feel 1,000,000,000% confident going in. I'm just going to say this, and it was a really great point brought to my attention by my therapist today during e-session on video, and he said this best. I sent him some text messages from Eric. As he said, you have to remember one thing, and always remember this, and it's a great lesson in life, is you're not responsible, I'm going to say this again to my last breath, you're not responsible for people's behavior, actions, and decisions that land them into serious consequences, because everyone is responsible for their own behavior. You're not in charge of anybody's behavior. No one is. No one can control someone's behavior. Your decisions and actions are yours solely alone and only yours alone. There are no one else's. It literally, if you really think about it and you stand back and you take some time out, and I know I have, and you look, because I know I have personally looked at responses from people's behavior that I think now, like, why did I even bother? You know, there was no need for response to everything in life. Now, some matters that are important or legal matters, you have a right to respond. I had a right to respond to Eric today. He knows I'm going into a big hearing, and he knows that a good portion of it is going to be about him and situations and things, and things have transpired and things that he has agreed upon and he's not following through. I'm just going to say, I can only own up to my decisions and what I decide as a person. I do not own anyone's decisions or behavior or any consequences that come out of it. And that's the truth. I can only be responsible, take ownership for my own. I think that's just life in general, you know? But I'm going to say this myself is, I wholeheartedly agree, is when somebody tries to sink you in every which way possible, the end result is always going to be they end up sinking themselves. That's life. And that's just bad decisions and behavior that we do onto others. We end up in the long run, whether it's now or later in life, we sink ourselves. It comes back some way, shape, or form, and ends up sinking ourselves. Our own behavior comes back. I believe that, and it comes back full circle. But you cannot, and today I'm damn proud of myself, because once again, I didn't respond like I normally would, and I think, why even bother? I'm not God, and I'm in charge of no one's behavior and decisions and how they act. That's up to an individual's or individuals, depending if you're talking about one person or multiple people. It has nothing to do with you. Don't take ownership. Don't fault yourself. Don't feel bad. You nothing. Just stand back. Okay. You don't even have to respond. There's some things, yes, legally you have to respond to. Okay. I was in that position today. But other than that, there's nothing to respond about. You cannot change somebody's continued pattern of behavior, how they act, their decisions, and in the end, what the consequences are going to be. That is not your responsibility. You're only responsible today for yourself. And that's the truth. I'm not out to save anyone. And I don't save. And I will not save. Not one soul. Okay? I'm not doing that anymore. I lost a huge portion of myself worrying about everybody else. You know? Worrying about taking care, you know, of a man. And you know, when I don't know if I was old school or what my problem was. But there was no in return. Making sure they have fun, taking them here, buying them this, taking them that, cutting their hair, doing this, cooking. But there was nothing in return. It was a one-way street. I'm learning my behavior, is what I'm trying to say. And the consequences of my behavior was a not great relationships, because I kept repeating the same pattern. It wasn't working. Okay, so why repeat it? And really, what I really needed was to take some time to reflect of peace and calm. and sit back with a therapist and figure out how to make positive changes so I'm not continuing on that same pattern of life, because it didn't work for me well, and it will never, and it would never. But I realized during that time, as my changes have been swift and I'm not the same person, and I'm damn proud of myself, I've accomplished a lot more than I ever realized, but I'm stronger than I ever knew. And I know I'm a strong person, but I didn't realize how strong I was. I'm going in and hearing with everything I got and then some. And I'm not holding back at all. Not one single bit. There's some things that transpired that are downright, I'm going to say from legal counsel, cruel, downright cruel, past the point cruel. Was never okay. I am not in charge of anyone's behavior, their actions. And I'm not in charge of anyone when it comes to consequences, because we all have consequences in life of our own decisions and behavior. When we know it's not right or right at all, when you know when you're doing something that's wrong, or it could put people and their health seriously in jeopardy. You can't go around life like that, okay? That's life in general. Whether it comes back now or comes back later, that's life. All I can say with this podcast, you are not in control of anybody's actions, behavior, decisions. You are only in control of your own. You cannot change people. A lot of people do not change. You have to let people hit rock bottom and then pass some in order to change on their own time and own free will, and it has nothing to do with you. Don't stay in unhealthy situations. Don't stay in unhealthy relationships. And don't let people manipulate you, bully you, intimidate you, harass you. Don't let people do that to you, period. Okay? And you know you're a good person, good soul, and you put, you know, situations, you put other people before yourself, and you lost yourself along the way, because I've been there. You better change. You better change direction. You better about face and go a different direction, different path of life, because it's not going to work for you. By experience, it's not going to work for you. You're going to end up being damn miserable. And I'm telling you, by experience, life is too damn short. I woke up this morning, I was like, you know, I have things I wanted to do, you know. I couldn't do them. I got maybe a third of what I wanted to do today. I woke up with that deep ache. People who are oncology patients and cancer patients, and your condition progresses, you respect what I'm saying. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. Now I know. When things start going outside the site and things progress, as I was told, you're going to have different types of symptoms, and it's going to feel different than before you start oncology treatments, whether you even walked into the hands of an oncology specialist. I respect my days. I respect and value my precious, valuable time, and I'm not giving it to anybody, and I won't give it up either. But if I feel and I see my proof someone's trying to drown me, I'm going to promise you by the good Lord, our guardian angels, and how the universe works, they end up drowning themselves in the long run, whether it's now or later. It happens. It happens to everyone. It's a great analogy my trauma therapist had brought to my attention today, is sometimes you just stand back, okay? You don't need to respond to everything, and you don't need to discuss everything. You have to get to a point of life where it's selfish season, and I continue to do so, and you got to focus on yourself, being happy. And staying away from toxic, negative energy, people that don't serve you well, environments that don't serve you well, and situations that never did in the first place. You know, you got to focus on yourself. Let the rest, you know, be to those that be. Let them handle it. You don't need to handle everything. That's why there's people that handle it for you. But I'm saying this for anyone, and you try to sink someone, and you're trying to sink someone, and you are not a good person, and you are a very dark soul, and you ain't right in the head, and you go try and sink people, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to promise you with everything I got, my last dying breath, you're going to find yourself sinking your own self in the long run. You cannot sink good people. You can't sink good souls. And you especially can't when people are protected by guardian angels and loved ones in heaven. It's never going to happen. Not in a million, billion years. But you're going to find yourself sinking yourself some way, shape, or form, whether it's now or later down the road of life. I believe that. Tomorrow's a new day. It's going to be a busy rest this week. I'm going to be optimistic about things. I've got letters back from all open cases and things that are going on in my life, and I'm 100% confident walking in. Today, we just spent on the phone, which I did like hours on the phone. It's just we dotted, you know, I's and crossed T's, and ready. That's all I gotta say. Ready. But I'm not saving anyone. I'm just not. I'm worried about myself here on out the rest of this life because I didn't do enough of that. And if I would have worried and respected myself the way I am now, and I should have been, I wouldn't have landed in situations, and I wouldn't have wasted valuable, precious time. And I lost a hell of a lot of it. And I lost myself along the way. And there's nothing more gratifying as realizing you found yourself again. When you come out on the other side of some really traumatic, downright damn past work rules, behavior, and things that transpire that happen to you. And it's not easy, but you have to learn to make peace and move past it. You make peace and forgiveness for yourself, period. But remember, when you're watching and you know, and by behavior and actions, somebody's trying to drown you, just stand back. There's nothing you need to do. There's no response. Just remember, people who try to drown you end up in the long run always drowning themselves. You can't control people's behavior, actions, decisions. And everyone has to come clean and realize that there are dire consequences for behavior. Amen.